Highlands coverage of the 2019 Donegal Senior Football Championship. It's an association with O'ReillysOfficial.com. Top quality personalized workwear, making sure your staff love the business. You design, we deliver at O'ReillysOfficial.com.
And you're welcome back to the Sports Desk here in Highland with this championship wrap on this Saturday evening from games being played across the Northwest in Donegal, Derry and indeed Tyrone as well. We're going to start with Donegal and the concluding group matches in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship started tonight with one of the groups being decided. Two matches in Group B. What we know at this stage is Niamh Connell will top the group and Killy Beggs will join the Glenties men in the draw for the quarterfinals. Let's first of all go to David Brennan Park where Niamh Connell were playing McCools. Turned out to be a 3-point win in the end for the hosts to make it 3-1s from 3 in the group. 12-9 was the final score. There for Highland Radio Sport was Tom Comack.
Yeah, 3-point margin in the end, 12 points to the O'Connell, 9 points to McCools, and a tough hard struggle, it has to be said. The winners led by 2 points at half time, not 5 to not 3. Kieran Thompson, Dermot Brick-Malloy did the bulk of the scoring in the first half for the locals, while Oisin Gallen and Darren O'Leary kicked the first 2 points of the game as McCools got off to a very bright start in the opening minutes, but they didn't score again until just 1 minute from time when Luke Gavigan got up for a good score, but it was all Niamh Connell in between who could have the opportunity, the luxury of having a penalty blasted wide by Kieran Thompson in the early minutes as well. Pretty touchy first half, it has to be said. 7 players booked, 4 from Sean McCools and 3 from Niamh Connell by referee Seamus McGonigal, who was pretty busy in that first half. Niamh Connell started the second half very well. They hit the first 3 points with Charles McGuinness, Kieran Gallagher and Brick Malloy adding a point before Carrie Wilson kicked the first of the second half for McCools on 10 minutes. Brick Malloy added another, and then we had 2 quick points in quick succession from Kieran Gallagher and Anthony Thompson as the locals here went 11-5 up. They went to 12-6 up when Kieran Thompson, 5 minutes from time, kicked a brilliant score from way out in the right hand wing. Chad McSorley on in the second half, and Darren O'Leary kicked 8 points for McCools, but in the end it was Sinny Connell who have come through the top of the group. They go through to the quarterfinals at the end of a tough hard struggle. Final score here in David Brennan Memorial Park, Niamh Connell not 12, McCools not 9.
Tom Comack reporting. Let's go to Fintra and the home side. Killy Beggs turned out comfortable winners against Dunloe in the end, winning through by 16 points to 9. The Fishermen are also into the quarterfinals. Reporting tonight for Highland Radio Sport is Martin McHugh.
Yes, Oisin, as you said, a 16-9 for Killy Beggs here in Fintra. It was 7 points all at half time, and after 17 minutes in the first half, Hugh McFadden got a point from a free to put Killy Beggs 6 points to 2 up. Then Dunloe took over completely and scored 5 points in a row to go 7 points to 6 up. Ryan Cunningham with a free for Killy Beggs got the last score of the first half to make it 7 points all. Then the second half, Dunloe will be very disappointed with the performance. Playing against a slight breeze, alright, they only got 2 points, both from frees in the second half. Killy Beggs came out of the blocks very well and got 4 points in a row to go 11 points to 7 from Sean Gorrell, Christopher Murn, Evan Broderick and Hugh McFadden, and game was really over at that stage. Then Hugh Moy got Dunloe's first point of the second half from a free. Then Hugh McFadden from a sideline ball that bounced over the bar. Jack McSharry, who I was very, very impressed with, had a big game tonight. Christopher Murn, Hugh McFadden again, Michael Sicklam and Adam Neely for Dunloe got the last point in the 33rd minute to make it 16 points to 9. Easy enough for Killy Beggs and end up. They'll be happy enough with their second half performance. Dunloe, the one thing they can take out of it was the second half of the first half where they took over completely after being 4 points down to go 7 points to 6 up. Other than that, a disappointing second half. Danny Rogers kicked a couple of very good scores from frees for them from 45s and that, and the other man in the first half was Adam Neely, who got 3 points from play. From Killy Beggs, Hugh McFadden played well in that midfield area, controlled the game from there, and Jack McSharry wearing the number 11 jersey is a player I think we will hear more about in the future. Killy Beggs will be happy enough so far this year, promotion from Division 2 and now into the quarter final of the Senior Championship. This is Martin McHugh reporting from Highland Radio from Eamon Byrne Memorial Park in Fintra.
So wins today for Killybegs and Niamh Connell. It means Niamh Connell top the group on four. Killybegs finish on six, excuse me. Killybegs finish on four. McCools are safe in senior football. They have 2 points, and Dunloe finishing bottom with 3 defeats. It now means they go to the relegation playoffs. On to the Intermediate Football Championship action tonight. Niamh Breed defeated Red Hughes in Group A 14-7, and Clohanaily met a 3-1 from three as they defeated Niamh Alton 114-112. That means Clohanaily top the group with 5 points. They've actually got 2-1s and a draw. Niamh Breed finished on second with 4 points. Both those sides safely now into the quarterfinals. Red Hughes are also through despite losing tonight. They'll be the three qualifiers from that group. Moving on to Group C, Niamh Columba defeated Niamh Columkill 112-8, while Fanna Gaels on the road beat Burt 211-18. It means Niamh Columba top the group with 6 points. Niamh Columkill finish on 4 and 2nd. Both of those sides are already through to the quarterfinals, but Fanna Gaels will have to wait to see if they make the quarterfinals or go to the relegation playoff. From those two groups, we definitely know that Burt and Niamh Alton will be in the intermediate relegation playoffs. Just looking ahead to tomorrow, there's of course senior championship action here on Highland Radio. St Michael's play St Unions at the Bridge. That's our live game tomorrow. Joining myself on commentary will be a former winner with St Unions, Brendan Kilcoyne. Peter Campbell will be in Kentucky to watch our draw against Gidore. Brendan McMonagall will be watching Mallon against Bundoran in any show, and while Kilkear play host to Terman, and Frank Clurig will be reporting there for Highland Radio Sport. Ryan Ferry is off to Park Neave Columba to watch Glen Swilly against Mulford in Group C, while Dermot Doherty will be attending Glen Finn against Formaster. So we'll have all the 6 games covered for you tomorrow, and once again there is a lot at stake in those respective matches. Not forgetting about the intermediate games which are coming up tomorrow as well. Aru against Downings, and Nivora against St Noel's. That is in Group B. Nivora and Aru already through to the quarterfinals. St Noel's of course looking to join them there as well. Before we leave Donegal, we can't leave without mentioning the fantastic job that the Donegal Masters done today in being crowned All-Ireland champions, dethroning the reigning holders Dublin, winning through today in Roscommon by 9-7. Mickey Sticky Ward put in a fantastic performance today for Donegal, helping them to that one. So congratulations to all involved, and of course the manager Val Murray as well. Donegal All-Ireland Masters champions. On to Tyrone now, and the Senior Football Championship continued this evening in Lochmacrory as Errigal Kieran pulled off a big result against Oma St Enda's, winning through 213-110, and Errigal are now through to the Tyrone semi-finals. Francis Mooney reports.
Errigal Kieran roared into the semi-finals of the Tyrone Senior Championship with a highly impressive performance as they saw off Oma at Lochmacrory. Peter Hart had a goal and 5 points, with teenager Oran Robinson marking his championship debut with the other goal. Oma recovered from a shaky start to go 2 points ahead of the end of the opening quarter. Playing into the wind, Errigal struck first through Dara and Darren Canavan, but as Conor O'Donnell and Conan Grugan both found the target, it was the men from Healy Park who led by 4-2. They had a strong wind in their backs, but it was Errigal who made most of the positive running in that opening half, and they went back in front with Dara Canavan second. And in the 22nd minute, Peter Hart drilled home a goal from Porrick McEnany's assist. Omer responded with 2 superb Grugan scores, but it was Errigal who led by 1-6 to 6 points at the break. And they pressed home the advantage with a second goal 10 minutes into the second half. Robinson finished off a sweeping move for a 9 points advantage. Omer pulled back a goal through Hugh Gallagher, but they were never going to overhaul a confident Errigal side, who pulled clear again with a couple of long-range frees from Hart and an Owen Kelly point. Final score, Errigal Kieran 2-13, Omer 1-10.
Senior Championship action, of course, continues in Tyrone tomorrow with 2 further quarterfinals. Trullick against Clonoe, and the big one, Killy Clougher against Cole Island, the repeat of last year's final. Into Derry we go, and the first of the quarterfinals this evening, St Banagher, last year's intermediate champions in Derry, defeating Swatra by a goal. It finished 111 to 11 points in Owen Beg. Banagher go to the semi-finals. 3 quarterfinals to come tomorrow. The big game of the round is Slochneil against Ballon, Derry and Glen at 1:30. Then it's Mara Felt Donovan Rossa against Ballon, the screen at 4:30, while Glenn will play Lavey and Owenbeg at 6:00. We're in the thick of championship action in the Northwest. There's a lot more to come tomorrow, and you can of course follow it here on Highland Radio, and of course online at highlandradio.com as well.
Highland's coverage of the 2019 Donegal Senior Football Championship is in association with O'Reilly Sportswear Ballybuffet, designing and delivering top quality teamwear at O'ReillysOfficial.com.